Hey, good morning. We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, Dave Lewis producing things here for us today, and we have Gary Fike, Riley County Research and Extension Director here, getting ready for the Riley County Fair, July 25th through the 29th here, get that right, as that's about a week from today here, a little less than a week from today when it gets started. And we've been talking about the Kaw Valley Rodeo here, which goes Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The first night is Kids and Military Appreciation Night at Wells Arena.
Yeah, and I would encourage all the military families in the area. I think they do something at the Robbins Entertainment Tent that night as well. And then the Kaw Valley Rodeo, I think there's tickets available for that. Probably need to contact the Chamber of Commerce on that. But we want to always recognize and very much appreciate what our military does for our country and for the area and for the community. They've been a big part of Riley County. And so we just want to show some appreciation for their efforts and their sacrifices.
And as the rodeo continues the next couple of nights, I see there's a special rodeo ahead of the Friday performance. Do you know anything about that?
Not a whole lot. They have had deals with young people and showing them how to rope and stuff on roping dummies and those kinds of things. So that's something that the Kaw Valley Rodeo Committee does. Yes.
Okay. That's part of the entertainment. A lot of entertainment going on at the fair this week or next week. One of those being the Robbins Motor Company Entertainment Tent. What'll be in there?
Well, we'll have different music events. I think one of them is a Red Dirt Band from Oklahoma that's going to be coming up. So you might want to check our Facebook site for the Kansas State Research and Extension Riley County. We've got some highlights there on that. So there will be various musical acts during those evenings at the fair at the Robbins Entertainment Tent. And we appreciate their support as well.
Red Dirt is very popular anymore. It seems like every county fair I go to, there's at least one Red Dirt act anymore.
Yes. And it is very popular, and that's why they were interested in coming here. And so I think John Job, our 4-H agent, actually was the contact on that, and he got them here. So.
All right. And other entertainment activities happening? We mentioned the carnival. That'll start, what, Thursday?
Thursday evening, I believe. And you can get we've got the wristband night again. I think it's $28. And so you can ride all the rides from 6 to 10, many times as you want, as you can get through. But need to remind people that wristband is good for one night. It's not good for all nights of the fair. So you might want to pick your night to come down and buy that. But Danny Ottaway's got a brand new ride, he said, that I don't even remember what he called it, but it takes up quite a bit of space, and he's really looking forward to seeing how it goes over at the Riley County Fair, which, by the way, Danny said that Riley County Fair was one of his most favorite events. So we're tickled that he's coming back again this year.
Awesome. Very good to hear that. I know there's a lot of good stuff going on Sunday here. There's a pie contest and a tractor pull. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Well, the pie contest, personally, I'm a little disappointed I didn't get asked to judge that as first-year county extension director. But, Brandon, I understand you're going to be a judge, and I think Commissioner Ford is also going to be a judge. So all I would say is I drink a lot of water the night before and make sure you got plenty of room to test them all, because that's going to be a lot of fun.
I might have to fast the night before here for sure. maybe even all day Saturday for that. That'll be fun. The tractor pull, that's the kids' pedal tractor pull, that goes on Sunday evening, it looks like.
That's right, and registration's at 6:30, and kids that are aged from 4 to 12 can participate in that. It's basically just a little, that's what it is, and they're trying to see how far and how big of a load they can pedal up with those little tractors. And you know, it takes an amazing. Have you ever been on one of those and tried to do that? Because it's kind of hard to do.
No, I don't know that I have. But yeah, I imagine it'd be pretty difficult.
But it's a great event for kids, and I think they really, really enjoy that. And of course, we get a pretty good crowd for people watching that.
Awesome. So, yeah, activities continue here through Sunday here with that. And then you're not done yet. Monday, there's still quite a bit of stuff yet to go.
There's a lot of things going on, and I think, let's see, on Monday, the non-sale livestock can go home. We have the 4-H livestock sale that night, And that is always kind of been the closing thing of a lot of county fairs, you know. So the livestock auction, it's where the kids get rewarded through gift money, honestly, from local businesses and individuals who wish to come out and support that. And I think one of the things that I'd like to say about the livestock sale is that we've appreciated all the support we've got in the past. We can always use more new buyers, and in effect, so that people know, you aren't actually buying the animal. You can, if you want, to have it processed somewhere at a locker plant, which, by the way, we do have places, a couple of locker plants in the county that will harvest market hogs. If you'd like to have ham, pork chops, and bacon in your freezer, you can buy one of those pigs, too, for that. But primarily, you're buying a premium on that kit. And what it amounts to is a lot of times the kids buy these animals, feed them. They've got a fair bit of money tied up in them. But they usually take more money to raise one of those. And oftentimes, it's a losing project if you just sell it at market price. And so the premium auction helps reward the kids a little bit for working hard and for learning more about their animal projects and keeps them coming back.
That's awesome. It's a great way to close out the fair here. And you know, we just kind of touched on some of the activities here. There's a whole bunch of stuff, and there's a whole calendar of activities, and I imagine that's on your website?
Yes. RileyCountyFair.com has got a lot of those events on there and more details about them. And I think everyone, maybe the flyers that we have here that were printed up and went out in most all of the local papers. So people should have that as well as going on the website. But, you know, there's another thing that we would like to have more of probably, and that would be open class exhibits. The thing a lot of people don't recognize is that it's not just for 4-H'ers. So, for instance, a strawberry pie contest, you can enter preserved food, you can enter clothing projects, and you can enter photography. If you look at the times for entry and stuff, you can come down and enter those. So you got a project that you want to exhibit at the fair, you should bring it down and get it on display and make it the biggest fair we've ever had.
All right. Yeah, that's a good point there. And, yeah, that sounds like fun. I always love the open class exhibits because, again, there's more talent there that you don't always get to see here and on display. And what building is that in?
That's in Potter Fall.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's where a lot of the stuff's going on here. Anything else we haven't touched on that maybe we'd need to get to here on the fair?
Well, I think one of the biggest things to me has always been, I've been in extension. I was in extension for 21 years and then was out of extension for 15 and came back. And so I've been involved with county fairs all those years, and I've had a wide variety of experiences, as you can imagine, during that time as a county extension agent, along with my coworkers and office professionals. I think the thing that we need to keep in mind is that we get so competitive with things. Everybody wants to win, and there's nothing wrong with that. We want everybody to win. There's always a little disappointment in losing, but there's also the opportunity to learn more about what you can do better and improve next time. And I think that's the whole thing. If you come into the fair and think you're going to win grand champion whatever, or think your project is better than everybody else's, you know, and then you don't win and then you're just crushed, it's a learning experience. You come back and you know better next time what it takes. Now, there's with animals, I think it's particularly hard because you can have an animal get sick and go off feed right before the fair and they don't look as good as they could have. My sisters used to do sewing projects for fair, and I mean, I remember the last minute of the day before we were taking them, they would still be sewing on them. My own kids with 4-H woodworking projects where the paint and the varnish was still drying on them as we took them in. And so, you know, there's a lot of time and pressure. But the thing – so my main point is you need to learn to enjoy the fair and experience the fair and take advantages of the opportunities that are presented and don't be you know, get too wrapped up in winning at all. It's more about the experience, more about learning.
All right. And it's going to be a hot weekend this weekend. Stay cool out there. You're going to keep the animals cool as well?
Yes, sir. Yep. We'll do the best we can. We'll have fans going and – they'll keep them cool with water and keep them wetted down.
All right. Gary, appreciate it. Have a good fair this next week.
Thank you very much, Brandon.
That'll do it here for this segment. Stay tuned. We'll be talking Furniture Amnesty Day when we return on News Radio KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by McCain Auditorium, the McCain Performance Series.